Church institutions are robbers' dens. They are evil. They are cheating believers. They deceive, manipulate, control, rob, and enslave people. They make converts that become servants of the church institution and its leadership. Just the same as Satan used the scriptures to tempt Jesus, churches use Bible scripture to deceive believers and bewitch them into total devotion to the church. Once believers become devoted to the church and its leadership, they can be robbed, abused, and exploited because the believers think that they are rendering service to God, even when they are manipulated into doing evil, even murdering others. Church members are brainwashed to serve the church institution and to submit to the leadership. They are led to believe that service to the church is serving God. Disobeying the leadership is disobedience to God, because they are taught that the church leadership was appointed and ordained by God. Failure to financially support the church means that you are robbing God. Neglecting to attend church indoctrination services is forsaking the assembly. Most seriously, churches are robbing members of eternal life because the church members are not serving nor following Jesus. They do not spend time with Jesus in prayer, listening to Him. Rather, they attend church services where they are further indoctrinated. They are robbed of a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Instead of supporting and building the kingdom of God, their offerings are used to build churches and enrich the church institution, fatten the leadership of the church. Dear church member, churchgoer, in the end, you will stand before Jesus and He will say to you, "Go away, I never knew you, you workers of unrighteousness." You will say to Him, "But Lord, I was in church. I faithfully served the church." And Jesus will say, "You never served me. You did not work for my kingdom." You will say, "Lord, I listened to the preachers that you appointed." And Jesus will say to you, "I did not appoint the preachers. They appointed themselves. You never listened to me." You will say, "But Lord, the Bible said I must listen to the leaders of the church." Jesus will say, "Did you not read my words as recorded in the Gospels, where I said, 'But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ.'" Matthew 23 verse 10. Jesus will say, "You were a worker of wickedness, a sinner." You will say, "But Lord, I was saved by grace, not by works, so that no man can boast." Jesus will say, "Did you not read what Paul wrote? 'For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before so that we can walk in them.'" Ephesians 2 verse 10. Jesus will say to you, "You did the works of your father, the devil. You never followed me. Go away. I never knew you, you evildoer. You will be cast into hell because you were devoted to church and rejected Jesus and His words." Are you following Jesus every day? Or do you serve the church? Do not let church rob you of eternal life. Get out of church and follow Jesus. Read and obey His words, as recorded in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you need guidance, wisdom, and understanding, pray. Ask Jesus, and He will guide you. Jesus is the only way. Seek Him, you will find Him. Follow Him, and obey him until the end, and you will have eternal life. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive, and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ, so that you can know him, and follow him, and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.